if you saw this guy walking towards you a few years ago, you might have actually crossed the street to avoid him. Big presence, heavy energy, carried something you couldn't quite explain. What you wouldn't have seen was this, the empath, the man who's absorbed other people's pain his entire life, the bloke who became the emotional dumping ground from day one, the fixer, the rescuer, the one who always took responsibility, and eventually the one who blamed himself for everything. We call men like this weak. We say they're too sensitive, too emotional, too soft. But what if we've been getting that completely wrong? Empathy is not weakness. Unprotected empathy can break a man, though. But empathy with boundaries, that's strength. Today I'm sharing the story of a man I've coached for over 7 years, a man who's endured things most of us only see in movies, and who's now come out the other side, stronger, clearer, and leading himself. This isn't about victimhood, it's about identity, boundaries, accountability, and why some of the strongest men you'll ever meet feel deeply. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. So I've coached Damien a number of times over the last 7 years. When he first actually reached out to me, once he knew what it was going to cost him for ongoing sessions, he actually couldn't afford it. Now, at that time, I'd heard a fair bit of his story. So I actually did a bit of coaching for him for free because his story was so powerful. It just touched me really deeply. And this is back at a time when I was doing pretty heavy trauma work with a lot of clients. And yeah, there was some heavy lifting from me and from him. But recently we caught up, met face to face for the first time, which was really cool. And now we're having different conversations. It's like, now that you've come out the other side of so much of this stuff, what's next? What do you want to do now? Where are you heading? Where do you want to go? And taking ownership of your life, it changes everything. Coaching gets easier, gets lighter. And that's particularly the case when the self-accountability comes from the person you're working with. Now, I was thinking about at the time, like, Damien's, like, he's really a gentle soul. But he's also been through some really difficult situations where most people wouldn't have described him as gentle. In fact, anything but that. Again, like I said in the intro, like, if you'd seen him in the street, you might have gone out of your way to avoid him. You might even do that now because he's a strong-looking man. Except these days, the big smile on his face. So that's an interesting thing, right? Like, the more work you do on yourself, the changes your posture, changes your tone, changes your presence. Now, sometimes this can be misconstrued, particularly if you're still doing the work. So sometimes that pain might be mistaken for weakness. But there's a big difference between wounded and weak. And of course, I'm not going to share the depth of Damien's story because that's his story to tell. But he has been through some unimaginable experiences in his life. At the same time, he's been that empath that's just been the emotional sponge for so many different people. Ends up becoming the dumping ground in every environment that he ended up in, even some of the hardest environments that you could imagine. So he ended up taking responsibility for how other people feel, for their moods. You're hyper aware of the tension in different situations, and self-blame just becomes your identity. You go through all these experiences, but you just end up blaming yourself. You end up beating yourselves up. And it's really what it is. The pattern is people-pleasing. Dropping everything to help other people, even at your own expense. Poor boundaries. Support that's rarely reciprocated. And then that internal resentment towards other people and towards yourself just starts building. Slowly, quietly, until you're ready to explode. That's when you need boundaries. And sometimes boundaries can come with a backlash. Because the moment you stop rescuing people that you've always rescued, the moment you start saying no, when you protect your energy, you can be labeled selfish. You can become the villain in someone else's story. And growth often looks like betrayal to the people who have been benefiting from your lack of boundaries. But again, let's look at that idea of empathy versus weakness. Empathy's emotional intelligence. It's an awareness. You see and feel things that other people don't. It's a strength of heart. It's the ability to connect deeply. But empathy without some structure and some boundaries, it's like self-sacrifice. You end up burnout, overthinking, and you just lose your identity. You become what other people want you to be. But empathy plus boundaries, that equals leadership. And that changes everything. So the turning point for Damien was accountability. He took the time to reach out to a post that I'd done, a random stranger. He'd never met me before, but he decided it was time, and the message just popped up at just the right time. And now the shift in accountability is to, well, what do I need to do now to get out of my own way? Now I'm moving from survival to actually designing my life. What do I want in it? And those things from his past, they help him to shape the identity he wants in the future, but they don't define him. They're not who he is. They are a product of the extremely difficult situations he faced right through his life. So a message for all of you listening now, particularly those men who feel deeply, who carry other people's pain. You've always been the stronger one. But you've always struggled to say no. More often than not, you're running around making sure everyone else is happy. But the reality is, you don't keep everyone happy. You still upset people, and the last person you keep happy is yourself. But you're not weak. But you may need to put in some boundaries, get some structure in your life, get some support, and get real clarity on your identity. Not just who you are, who do you want to be? Who is the real you, at the essence of who you are? Because empathy is power, but only if it's protected. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.